For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's the first time in decades the country is going through three government shutdowns in 1 year. It was basically over when the House adjourned at 7 p.m., leaving the Capitol to reconvene at noon, and senators being told hours before the deadline there would be no further votes. Senator Jeff Flake says it's clear who is to blame. The president.
Just take what he said at the White House. You know, after he did that, it's tough to get it back. You know, shutdown 101 is you blame the other party at all times, and he accepted the blame.
The Supreme Court blocks the Trump administration from immediately enforcing a strict new asylum policy in a 5-4 decision that marks the second legal setback this week for efforts to tighten immigration rules. An open-ended nationwide injunction on enforcement issued by a San Francisco-based federal judge this week prompted the Justice Department to seek immediate relief from the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts provided the critical vote against the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.